This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi, folks.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome in.
Where I did something really stupid on Friday.
Oh.
I mixed drinks and Saturday was one of the hellish days of my life. Haven't had a bad day like that in ages.
What did you mix?
I feel so bad for you.
You had Prosecco when you first walk in.
Yeah, so basically we'll explain on the show, but we had like kind of a big work party on Friday and we were spoil rotten. There was free drinks and a free bar and all the rest. But on arrival, they were offering a Prosecco.
Yeah.
What a treat. Friday evening, lovely. What do I do then? Go back to my pinty ways and drink some beers. Then
yeah, you weren't drinking Coors.
They had no Coors there.
On something else.
It was like, wasn't Moretti either. It was San Pellegrino.
San Miguel.
It was San Miguel. San Pellegrino. That's what it was. Because I remember saying to you on Friday, I remember being like,
Why are you drinking San Miguel? I know, yeah.
San Miguel's a lovely beer.
I love San Miguel.
And you don't get it many places. No.
And it's that nice kind of mini pint glass. It didn't feel as manly.
Yes.
It was nice.
Oh my God, I love when you're on holidays in Spain and you're like, can I have a beer? And it's like, what kind of receptacle is this going to come out in now? And it comes out in like a little thimble and all. And it's 50 cents.
By the way, fantastic word, receptacle.
Thank you.
Brilliant word.
Thimble really like is good too.
Yeah. The mug style glasses.
Oh, they're a stein?
Really yeah, but no, but like the smaller one of the stein.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
yeah, very good.
Then I went to meet some friends and I said, ah, sure, I'm back with the girls and have a glass of rosé.
Yeah.
And then I had another beer.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do you know what your stomach's doing? It was sloshing.
You can't be doing that in your 30s.
No, you
can't. No, Gavis can't even.
No, no. And I felt like I didn't, because I didn't have that much to drink, I didn't feel like I deserved the consequences, but I mixed and just made bits of myself.
Yeah.
Haven't been that hungover in a long time. Always bloody drink responsibly.
I drank loads on Friday night and I was grand. I was pretty sore the next morning, but like that night I was still grand. Like I walked home, I got the Lewis home and I was grand. Like,
I didn't feel like I was tipsy. I was pretty tipsy. I don't think I was bad. It was just more the stomach was like, I'm not having this.
Yeah.
I like made the, because I'm on a night out, I'm like, if I need to leave, I'm leaving now. And I hadn't been wearing heels in ages and like no flats to put on or anything, and usually like, so I got a taxi home and the taxi always drops me because like the direction coming from town, he'll be like on the other side of the road from my house, and I felt like such a diva. I was like, sorry, do you mind doing a U-ey because I don't want to put my shoes back on to cross the road.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, and I felt so rude, but I'm glad in the end.
Just the meter going up in
even Callum
I don't mind, can't put it, I know.
Even
I was not in a good way.
Callum bombed.
Did you?
On Saturday morning. Yeah, I just
what were
woke
you drinking?
Up. I had 2 pints of Guinness and that was it.
What? Getting sick all
that's
over
it?
Yourself.
Yeah.
That's
my
it.
God.
Yeah.
I had about 7 pints and woke up going, I feel grand. But as I said,
you take
the
shirt off any man's back.
I am a legend.
Yeah.
That's true
and through. 1038. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello, what's the crack?
Hey, good morning. It's just like that, we're back.
We're back. Honestly, it feels like 2 seconds ago I bid farewell to you all and Harvey Norman on Friday.
Oh yeah, on Friday.
That was a great day, our school tour.
Yes, we were live from Harvey Norman in Carrick Mines, and then sure, myself and Fiona were out shopping within minutes after.
We did. Did you get anything?
You know the women. You know what they'd be like.
Straight into the shops.
Straight into the shops.
I didn't buy that cardigan with
Why
the fur
not?
Thing. Oh, I saw
it
this.
It was gorgeous
it
on
was
you.
Deadly, wasn't it? But no, I thought that's not what we need in life. So I
went
came
into
home with nothing.
Pet stop and Jesus, sure, the dog was spoiled rotten by me by the time I got home.
I don't understand that.
Why are you spending money on the dog? He can't thank you. He can't like appreciate it.
Oh,
he doesn't care. He's just going to tear it apart.
But he loved doing that.
If you like see your dog enjoy a toy, that is the most rewarding thing in life.
It's chaos in here this morning, lads.
Yeah,
absolute
it is.
Chaos.
We don't know our arse from our elbow.
We've been telling you for a while that there's big renovations going on in the office, so we're just kind of being thrown around to different floors.
I went from the first floor to the fourth floor to boil the kettle, realised there's no kettle on the fourth floor, so I went and took my cup and put my tea bag and my sugar in it, went back down to the first floor, boiled the kettle, poured the cup in, went back up to the third floor for milk, back in here for studio.
No.
You can't be running around different floors for a drop of milk, you know?
That's insane. Check your steps though, that's pretty good.
I'd say I'm up now.
This kind of lack of routine wouldn't suit our Dave now.
No.
No.
I'm going mad.
And do you know who it would suit?
producer Callum? I don't think so at all.
Oh,
I think
he's loving it. Loving it.
I'm really not.
No, everything I wouldn't say you were.
I have to carry my things up so many stairs.
Everything, everywhere, all at once.
Absolutely.
Yes, girl. Amen. Give us a beat. This is Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and we kick off a brand new week. Fresh start, guys. You know, no lingers from
no
the
looking
past.
Back.
No, nothing like that.
No, nothing like that whatsoever.
Hey, morning, Callum.
How wrong you are. What a week it was. The Weeknd announced that he'll be playing a Croke Park gig next
Ooh,
year.
Yeah,
the Naughty Threesome returned, and Emma got punched in the face by Fiona. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
Boom.
Ah, come on.
Because we just don't have time on a Friday to do this anymore.
Don't.
So instead of ending the week...
Worst beats.
Yeah. Worst beats.
Worst beats.
These are the worst beats.
Please.
Hey, where is our best beats?
Our best beats happens
It's on a Thursday.
Sounds like those Dolmio ads that got cancelled.
When's your worst beats a day?
I'm going to write that down for next week. It was football transfer deadline day last week and Emma brought us the news in only a way that she could.
Liverpool panics dropped £125 million on one lad like he's the last laboo-boo on the planet. Newcastle soldier man Isak would immediately splurged on a new guy. Treat yourself, honey.
I think my least enjoyable 4 minutes on the show.
I would pay good money to watch like Sky Sports News talk like that all the time.
Do you know the way like they do on the Super Bowl Sunday, like with the day of the Super Bowl, they can press the red button and SpongeBob commentates?
Yeah.
I should press the red button on Sky Sports News and Emma commentates.
Oh my God.
I would love that.
Yes. On Friday, we were live from Harvey Norman giving away a load of prizes and we just trusted Dave to keep the prizes safe.
I can't remember.
Okay,
that.
Well, you've got a bit of tech.
We're asking a lot of hard questions.
Yeah, you've got a bit of tech, and it is in my car. That's not a joke. It genuinely is in my car. I'm going to get that prize for you now. I know that sounds like I've got it off the back of a truck. It is genuinely from Harvey Norman.
Very good.
All the bits are in the booth, hey.
They're all in the back of the booth, hey.
The worst thing is Dave gave his car keys to another member of staff, and that member of staff drove away with Dave's car keys.
Yeah, have to come back all the way.
Yeah. Dave had a bath last week because he was feeling very sore, but Emma painted a picture that is still burnt into my head.
And it's the first time I've had a bath since I was about 6 years old.
Oh, wow.
It's not a good look. She was like, how are you in there? Like, knock, knock, knock. How are you in there? I was like,
don't come in.
Grand. She's like, can I come in? No, you can't come in.
There's nothing unsexier than a floating wig.
Something floating there. I love the way we both had the same thought at the exact same time. You were like, there's nothing unsexier. And I was just like, you're not coming in. There's a floating something here.
Floating willies.
And finally, we were out and about helping Emma train for her big boxing match in November. But I think Fiona isn't going to make it as a boxing commentator anytime soon.
Okay, Emma is approaching the ball bag. The ball bag.
Whoa!
Oh my God. It's going up and up.
Well, can we get the correct terminology?
We should press red button if you want to hear Emma commentate on Sky Sports football news, and Fiona the red button to commentate on boxing.
Oh my God,
oh
you really
my
hurt
God.
That guy.
It's going up and up. I've been producer Callum and they have been the worst bits of last week.
Fantastic.
Oh, we have a laugh, guys.
Very good.
We have a laugh.
I got off pretty easy there.
You did all right. Were you on last week?
Recharged. Obviously, my wedding is coming up. I don't know if I've mentioned it too much. Less than 2 months to go now.
Oh my
to be
God.
Honest, you haven't mentioned it as much as like most people would. Like, if my wedding was in 2 months, I wouldn't shut up.
Can you imagine how relentless I'd be?
Yeah, can you imagine, Emma?
I feel like I chat about it a good bit. Like,
it's kind of one of the biggest days of your life, so I think you're kind of entitled to talk about it as much as you want, Fiona.
It's kind of like your second birthday or something. Like,
it's like your half birthday.
No, but I mean like your second birth. Like,
right.
Those are the two big days. One, your birth, and two, your marriage.
It's giving milestone.
Yeah.
It's giving confirmation. So, there's like a few admin bits to do, so I need to get my dog minded for the day one and day two. Like, we'll be staying in a hotel and, you know,
now, whatever. And I really want her to be brought in for some pictures.
Okay.
And then taken away. Because, like, she's quite...
Then leave, girl.
Then, girl, because she the day would all be about her. Mm. And every other day is. And mm-hmm. I need my moment.
Yeah.
So we normally... She's normally minded by this wonderful couple in Rathgar. Beautiful Portuguese couple. But they're not free because I was just a bit last minute with it. And they're very busy because they're amazing people. So
are you serious? Could they not make cancel a few other
I didn't
clients?
No, I didn't want to be like, it's my wedding. Like, I don't want to be an arse. Like, no.
What's the benefit of having a wedding if you're not going to use that as an excuse?
Oh my gosh, well.
But guarantee it, this girl will be on the show on her wedding day. And I'll be like, oh, I just didn't want to book it off.
No, I was genuinely considering that when I first started this job. And now that I know what it's like, I'm like, absolutely not. But, so I was back on the apps, back on Pawshake, which is like Dogminder Tinder. Emma, you know, you've been on it. It's like where you try and, like, people have up a profile, they're Dogminders, you have up a profile of your dog, and you're trying to come together and find a match, let's say. So I'd been messaging loads of people who I thought looked good, who like have experience with animals, whatever. And I was getting loads of these messages back that were like, I don't think I have like the bandwidth for Danish's special needs. She sounds like a pretty high maintenance dog. Like, all the best of luck. Hope you find someone.
Give me an idea of what you'd written about her.
Well, I'll get to that now. Like, right. I had this girl who was like, I'd love to take care of her, but after reading your description, I believe she would do best with a sitter who can be by her side all the time. And since I also do visits during the day, there may be moments when a dog in my care needs to be left alone for an hour or two, and I don't want that to cause her
any
stress.
Fine.
And I was like, she's fine on her own for an hour or two. And I was like, what the hell? Because the message I'd sent was like, she's grand, she takes a minute to settle in, she barks sometimes at big dogs, she's fine. And then another girl was like, based on your bio. And I was like, what is this bio? So I go further into the app. There's this bio that Dwayne, my partner, who is a big worrier, wrote 2 years ago when we first got the dog. Now, when we first got the dog, she was a rescue. She had loads of issues. She had like separation anxiety. She couldn't be left alone. She'd been bitten by a dog, so she hated other dogs. So since this, which is still going out,
I'm
trying to get her minded.
For your wedding day.
Yeah. Danish is a gentle 15-month-old lurcher who is very friendly with everybody she meets. Grant. She was recently bitten by a dog, so she's a bit scared slash angry to large dogs, but she settles down. She has bad separation anxiety, so she struggles to be left in the house alone, even for a few minutes. So we're looking for someone to help and come and sit with her on occasion when we're not available. So that's what I'm putting out when I'm trying to get like my pretty low-key dog-minded. So I've changed that now, thank God.
That's the equivalent of like a, it's just a complete loser
red flag
on Tinder.
My dog will kill you. Will you mind her on the 6th?
Yeah. Sugar, so it's no joy as it stands.
No joy yet, but like I've updated that to be like my dog is very chill, cool, and pretty.
I've
Please
told
mind.
You that Jack will take her.
My I know, but I don't know if she'll get along with Seamus. She's
They'll
a bit of a
fine.
Diva.
Well, why don't we make them hang out between now
no,
and then?
No, we are. I have been meaning to do that. We're going to put them out on a date.
And if they get on fine, then just give send her out to Rathfarnham
okay.
for the day.
Okay.
She can have a sleepover at my house.
Fiona, people are on your side here. I have like 6 different people
what?
Who have messaged being like, my friends are wedding sitters for dogs.
Stop.
So, like,
guys.
The people are coming through here.
Sorry, I am so jammy with this wedding. Every time I put something out, people come out in their droves. Thank you so much.
Wedding dog sitters.
No.
Pet Go wedding dog
sitters.
So there's
sitters. Actually specific wedding dog sitters.
Yeah. That's unreal.
Give that paw apparently is a
give
wedding.
Give that paw. Because they know that you want the dog in there for a little while in her little tux.
This is so cute.
I'm screaming. Oh my God. Thank you everybody.
That's very good.
I love our community.
Done. But like, I would you not be so annoyed at Dwayne for having that bio.
I'm just like always a drama with him. I'm not surprised.
The wedding's
all.
Off.
It's like
She's
a Tinder
very
bio
bad
for like
separation anxiety.
It's like a Tinder bio. I love my mother so much. Can you be her?
Here's Somber. This is Undressed. You're listening to Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
And Friday, it all went down. We were asking you last week for your advice on what your interpretation of business casual dress attire is, because we were gearing up for a big do on Friday night. It was a work event and there was going to be like 300 people basically in the mansion
house. The problem was though that it started off with business casual and then it went to smart casual, and then the email went out, it was just like a lot of people asking about the, you know, what to wear, and then it went to like just wear what you'd wear to the Christmas party. There was
That's
no theme.
Different.
There was no theme at all on Friday night.
Yeah.
Some people were in business casual, some people were in full-blown suits, and some people were nearly in tracksuits.
Wearing gowns.
Yeah, no, it was very much a mixed bag. But naturally for the girls, this was last Tuesday, 3 days out from the event. We were like, okay, whoa, what is your interpretation of what this means? Because we need to figure out what we're wearing on Friday. Maybe get something ordered or cleaned or whatever. So this was kind of the advice we were getting from people. Bear in mind, business casual.
Imagine what you'd wear on a night out. Nice bottoms for men, a nice polo even, nice jacket. That's what you'd wear. Same for girls. Respectful.
So,
see, what I wore was, I wore like a jacket with a white t-shirt, right?
Yeah, and you
I
was
like,
lovely.
And I was like, oh God, I don't know, is this okay?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was worried. I walked towards the office before I went to the party and Jack Keating came out of the lift in a t-shirt and jeans. And I was like, I'm grand. I look better than Jack Keating. I'm happy.
Kev was in touch on this last week as well.
Well, I have the clue what business casual is, but I can only assume it is wear whatever you would to a business meeting and then just lash runners on with it.
Right. Now, we were very conscious that our work attire is incredibly chilled. Like, I'm here in an Adidas t-shirt and kind of, yeah. So basically, we're very glad we didn't take that advice on board because it was the most not business casual attire I've ever seen.
The glamour.
The absolute glamour. There was girls who got their makeup done.
And their
hair. There was the other side of it as well, where there's people just didn't dress up really at all.
Really?
But there was some other people who like really tried.
Do you know what I love? Do you know the way it was like a bower-wide party and it was like we were dialing into all the different parties that were on the continent and all? And like some of the venues, like say in like Poland and Hamburg and stuff, were so glamorous.
Yeah.
Like, but like I feel like people on the continent dress so casual.
Yeah.
So they were in like hiking gear. Like in this like ballroom, and I was like, okay, I'm not worried about what I'm wearing anymore.
It was very much an anything goes situation, but I went from like baggy jeans and runners to a dress and heels very pronto on the back of the panic later that week when I saw what some of the girls in the office were wearing. I was like, okay, if this is business casual is, I don't get
some people will never take on that advice though of business casual. Some people will always just want to dress up to impress as
they're
opposed
like,
to actual dressing, which I'm like, fair play.
And you know what as well, these days there's so little to dress up for because all your typical going out clothes are so cash now. It is like runners, so I suppose it's a good excuse, isn't it? Anyway, thanks, but thanks for nothing. Ed Sheeran and a little more now at Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
Mm-mm.
Welcome on into a game we like to call That's Not My Name with no hints or clues. We guess your name. We tried to correctly, of course. And occasionally we manage to pull it out of the bag. We're not quite sure why, but things get mystic around here sometimes.
Do you know what I love about this game? People hate this game.
They really do.
Like who?
That's what I love. Most people I talk to who enjoy the show go, God, I hate that game.
Yeah.
And I go, me too. But I love it. We're going to keep playing it.
I don't know, guys.
My brother
like
was just slagging me about it over the weekend.
What did he say?
He's like, sometimes you're playing this game where you're like, is your name James? And I was like, we only do that once a week.
Right, here's what's going to happen. You're going to hear the voice notes of people's names. You're the only ones who's going to hear them. We'll have our headphones off and then we will try and guess some people's names on the show. I'm losing confidence in talking about
it
now.
No, it's great.
We
love it. It's best game. Best game. I've always said that.
Fantastic.
The only person who's heard those in the meantime is producer Callum. So look, headphones off in the room. Let's do this thing.
Headphones off.
My name is Karen.
Player one, let's get it done.
How are you, player one?
Good.
All right.
Where are you off to, player one?
Work.
Yeah, God, I have it now. I have it.
Yeah.
I have her.
Too much.
I have her.
Stop.
I have her.
Player one, is your name Anya?
That's not my name.
Player one, is your name, and I know it is, so here we go. Player one, is your name Fiona?
That's not my name.
Ah. Yes, yeah, so shut up. There's only one of them. Player one, is your name Quiva?
That's not my name.
Oh my God, you're killing me with the pause.
Right, go on, player one, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Karen.
Karen. Karen, a lovely name.
I love the name Karen.
So sorry we couldn't guess it. Have a great day.
No worries.
See you
next.
Good
bye,
luck.
Karen.
Bye. Okay, we crack on. You're going to hear this voice note and we shall not. Headphones off in the room.
Headphones off.
My name is Caitlin.
Player two, let's speak to you.
Ooh.
How are you, player two?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right, player two. We are going to guess your name and you're going to win 12 IMC Cinema passes. Here we go. Is your name Jill?
Oh, that's not my name.
Player two, is your name Megan?
That's not my name.
Okay, player two, is your name Leanne?
That's not my name.
All right, player three, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name's Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Caitlin. Lovely name.
Gorgeous. Big fan of Caitlin as a name.
Sorry, Caitlin. Have a great day.
That's all better. You too. Bye.
Talk to you later. Okay, final chance to get a win on this week. Headphones off in the room.
Headphones
My
off.
My name is Anton.
Player three, talk to me.
How are you, player three?
Good luck. Good. Good. Thank you.
Good. All right, player three, is your name Scott?
That's not my name.
Okay. Player three, is your name Michael?
That's not my name.
Damn it.
Okay, player three, I'm sensing an accent. And I feel like it could be this. I feel like your name is your name David?
That's not my name.
Player three, what is your name? Please reveal yourself.
My name is Anton.
Anton.
I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for playing.
Have a great day, Anton.
No worries to you. You too. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Ah, look, we can't do it every week. There's only so much magic within all of us as human beings, you know?
Exactly. True. Mm.
This person's name is David, though. David Guetta.
Mr. Guetta.
And Sia, this is Beautiful People on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
He played our work party on Friday. And I know that sounds like a lie, but technically it is true, okay? Our work party was very corporate, so there was dial-ins from like Hamburg and Poland, and then there was one in London. David Guetta flew to London, did a set for us, for the Spin team, and for the like Spin basically equivalent of every other country, and then was like, cool, thank you so much, I'm off to Ibiza now.
That is such a good impression.
And so he went and left the DJ stage at 8:15 to be on stage in probably Ushuaia at like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
in Ibiza.
Insane.
Unbelievable.
It's mad, that lifestyle, isn't it? He'd be so tired.
That boom must be a DJ job.
The boom is back. I will tell my kids, David Guetta, he DJ'd my summer party.
On Zoom.
Yeah.
Dublin Travel
with Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
I will be leaving out that point.
Okay.
Yes. A little clinical bit of information. I will be leaving.
And
that
Laureen.
Out. Yeah. Laureen was also
and
there. Also
Sophie
on Zoom.
Ellis-Bexter.
And Sophie Ellis-Bexter. Also on Zoom.
On Zoom.
And Marvin Humes on Zoom.
On Zoom.
Yeah. And Will Best on Zoom.
Okay, it's all. Well,
Ray Foley was there in person, so that was cool.
Yeah. So was Pat Kenny.
Yeah, and so was Pat Kenny. But to be fair, they work with us.
Maybe, like, in the future, in Zoom will mean, like, in spirit.
Yeah.
Coming up on 8. Alex, how are things on the roads?
Morning, guys. The MP.
1038 Dublin. Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This
is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. How's it going? Welcome to a new week.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Getting on. We are deep in the throes of it now. Deep in the throes of the traitors drama. And I love a bit of back and forth and a bit of you know, trouble in paradise among the traitors themselves.
I love a bit of who's your traitor.
I love a bit of who's your traitor. But I feel like we need to bring... I feel like HR needs to be contacted. They're being very mean to Paddy. Like, it's actually bordering on a bit of bullying.
If you're not watching the traitors, it's the best thing they've done since Love Hate.
Yeah, oh my God, it's incredible. Because, you know,
RT in general. And, once again, they didn't do it. Like, this is a UK thing.
I know, but you're nervous when, like, an Irish version of, like, an international, like, TV format.
Because we usually spoil it.
But we haven't. I feel like we've just excelled.
Yeah.
And
we've elevated.
I prefer this season to the UK season.
Same.
This is unbelievable. And it's not just because they're Irish. The character's fantastic.
And it's so confrontational. There's so much swearing. There's so much sarcasm that you just don't get in the UK. And when they come in the morning and they see who's murdered, your one Christine, I think it is, from Cork goes, "Which one of you has murdered Michelle?"
Yeah.
And it's like, that would just never happen.
It just wouldn't happen. Yourself. Well, apparently, right, when the traitors were filming, all the Irish people were in the cars going towards Lancaster.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And the people from the UK who run the Traitors brand came over and said they have never seen a season like it from the get-go because all the Irish were in the cars talking to each other.
All
the UK weren't talking to each other. They don't say anything. They don't play. They don't say game plans. They don't say what they're going to be thinking or what they're going to be doing.
But
all the Irish were like, oh, listen,
having a natter.
It'll be a bit of crack and all this.
Trying to find out who's cousins with who.
Exactly.
Yes.
The Traitors UK people were like, we've never seen anything like it. They were so worried because they thought they were going to have to pull the plug on anything.
realise that
because
makes me
they
so
won't
proud.
Be able to be. Oh no, but then we're good little liars and yeah, yeah. as well.
We are. We're dirty
but
little.
Is,
we're dirty
there
little.
There is snakes. Some serious characters in that yeah, place. They are being mean to Paddy, but your man Eamon is some player. I think he's brilliant.
I need his head on a plate.
He is brilliant. Yeah, but he's a great character. Like
he is a great character.
He's awful, but he's a great character.
Yeah, and I'm dying to see his demise, and I need Paddy to start turning the game around in his favour.
Not a chance. If Paddy's not gone tomorrow, honestly,
I think that every night. I think that everyone, I'm like, Paddy's surely
he's
gone.
Got nine
and then
lives.
They have to have that awkward convo with him in the
room. Last
night like,
was
listen.
So awkward.
And do you remember when, we'll stop now, but when would they get into the round tower and Eamon's like, I'll take the floor. Yeah, and Paddy's like, no, I'll take the floor.
What was that?
I was like, dead right,
what the hell was that?
Let him have it.
Brand new album just dropped on Friday. Two big surprises from Justin Bieber over the last few weeks with Swag Part 1 and then Swag Part 2.
Which, by the way, is class.
Swag Part 2?
So good.
Is it?
Yeah, I listened the entire way going into town on Friday. It was unbelievable.
Really?
Oh. So good.
Is it quite pop?
Yeah, it's a little bit more poppy than the first one.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm excited. I'll listen to
that. There wasn't one song I turned off like.
Oh, I love it. Really,
okay, really you're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. You're listening to Spin.
Come here, speaking of Friday, I had a bit of an ADHD thought on Friday and it was just one of those things I brought to to Emma and Fiona and I was just like, will we try this for the crack on Monday? And they were like, yeah, sure. So we both went away over the weekends thinking about this. Reason being, I was on FaceTime with my girlfriend, Pippa, and she goes, come here, what's the crack in... And I instantly didn't hear a single word after that because my ADHD thought went, what's the crack in Ballymore? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's the story in Ballymore?
That song is probably the most catchy theme tune of any kids' TV show ever. Yeah. It just crosses your mind at random.
I know. And so really then I started thinking about, like, if you were to make Ballymore Dublin Central, like the theme tune. So you know the way the theme tune goes, what's the in Ballymore? What's the story in Ballymore? So it goes like this. Apologies, that will be stuck in your head for the rest of the day. Anyway, my ADHD thought was, what if we changed that to Dublin to be more kind of Dublin-centric or Ireland-centric?
You actually ruined my weekend.
Yeah, see, I knew this would happen.
Because Dave was like, let's do this on Monday. It's just an ADHD thought I'm having. And I was like, love it. And then I was like, this is so difficult. I can't get anything to rhyme with anything in Dublin. It actually, I was trying to have a nap on Friday, Dave, and you ruined it.
Honestly, I was the same. I was trying to sleep on Saturday night and I was going, what's does that work? No, I was going onto Google Maps having a look in Dublin Estates. Do you know what I mean? Over in Beaumont, being like, does anything rhyme here? With the zooming in, zooming out, zooming back in.
I was like, I can't believe this is my weekend.
So anyway, we want to make our own Ballymore, just that line of what's the story in Ballymore, but we're going to do it in a little bit of a different way. So if you please.
Will I kick it off?
Go on.
Oh, I missed my cue.
Yeah, it's tough.
What's the scale? That's too hard. I'm going to do it with no backup track. Watch the scale in the pail.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Thank you
very
much.
I'm with you. So my first thought when I first heard this was.
Do you want the backup track?
What's the crack in Ballybrack? Wouldn't you like to know?
A classic.
That works, yeah.
Okay.
Fiona?
Mine, I only thought about this morning.
Brilliant.
I think that will show.
Here we go.
Who's been sniffing round Congress and when do you want to know?
Very good. I like it.
Yeah. Oh, these are so much better than mine.
Okay. What's up here in Ballantyre? Wouldn't you like to know?
Excellent. So good.
Thank
mine
you.
Are so crap. What's happening in Lucan? Wouldn't you like to know?
Okay.
Terrible, Dave.
How's your hiney in Killiney? Wouldn't you like to know?
What's the score in Inchicore? Wouldn't you like to know?
That was my next one. What's the vibes in Rapmines? Wouldn't you like to know?
Any friends in Ringsend? Wouldn't you like to know?
What's going down in Adamstown? Wouldn't you like to know?
These are the worst things in the world. If you have any more for us, by the way, 087-711-103, we genuinely love to hear it. Much better than what's the game on Dame Street.
I have this one. Callum said this is a bit of a reach.
Oh,
but I'm going to do it anyway. What's the business here in Finglas?
Very good. That's I had good. That. And what's the sauce in Harold's Cross?
Feeling fly and run alive.
What's the goal on Portland Road?
Oh, these are so
oh,
bad.
Very good.
Oh, lads, we made a joke of because you are so much better at this than me. I had a bit of an ADHD thought on Friday and I brought it to the girls and I said, "What? Can we try this on the show on Monday?" And instantly regretted it because for the rest of the weekend I didn't sleep. All I could think of was because Pippa was like, come here, what's the story in? And when she said that, I instantly went, Ballymore. And I was like, I wonder could, and I didn't hear anything she said after that. And I just started thinking of other ways we could kind of change that. So like
Dublin centrify,
Dublin centrify them, those kind of things.
Because what's the story is a very Dublin I'm like, what do you Ballymore individuals, businesses, Ballymoreans have using that phrase?
Exactly, that's what I thought.
If you're not familiar, this is a theme, yeah?
Wait for it. Here we go.
As I said, Dave said this to us on Friday. I said, yeah, it sounds like a bit of crack. And then I actually put pen to paper or, you know, thumbs to screen and went, that's very difficult.
I
can't think of any.
Slim Shady could never.
I have some absolutely terrible ones. Like, what's the vibes? What's the vibes in Rap Minds? Wouldn't you like to know?
Fiona.
Who's getting a clatter in Stony Baster? Wouldn't you like to know?
What's the score in Inchicore? Wouldn't you like to know?
What's happening in Lucan? Wouldn't you like to know?
How do I feel in cabin TV? Wouldn't you like to know?
Any yarns at a dolphin's barn? Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, so that was the vibe. We were asking you on 087-711-1038 if you had any of your own, because ours were, actually, to be honest, yours were class. I can't do mine.
Craig was in touch.
What's the game, Fiona, Dave, MN1038?
What? Okay. Play that again.
What's the game, Fiona, Dave, MN1038?
And who's that from?
That is from Craig.
Craig Bard.
I feel better about ours now. But Craig, thank you for contributing.
See, any other radio station now, Craig would blow smoke up you and go, that was brilliant.
All right, Lynn is...
But that was terrible, Craig.
Yeah. Lynn is standing by. What are you up to, Lynn?
Hey, how are you?
Lynn, we've
been asking... Not too bad, just on the way to work.
Very good. We've been asking you, what's your version of What's the Story in Ballymore? What's the crack in Ballybrack?
All right, so you have to use the dub accent, but... What's been bubbling all around Dublin?
Yeah,
I love it.
I love it. Very, very good, Lynn.
And the voice of an angel, Lynn, we say.
Stunning.
That was absolutely stunning.
Thanks, Lynn. Have
like
a great day.
Talk to you later. I have this one and it's terrible. Do you want it?
What?
Yes.
Any rumbles out of Dundrum?
No.
Okay, bring back Craig.
Stephen is there standing by. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. All right, Stephen, what's your version?
What's the ska in Fatima?
Yes.
Would you like to know?
Excellent, Stephen.
Very good, Stephen.
Big fan of that. Stephen, have a great day.
No worries. Cheers. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye. Somebody else standing by. Who are we chatting to?
Steph,
go on. Give us your brilliant versions. You've got a few.
I'm not singing them.
Go on, sing them, Steph. Give them to us.
Come on, Steph.
Who's your one from Ballymore? Wouldn't you like to know?
Go on, keep going.
That's so good. What's the other ones?
What's the crack in Ballybrack? Yeah. Wouldn't you like to know?
Very good.
Class.
And you have one more, I believe.
Go on, give us the other one.
What's going down in Blanchardtown? Wouldn't you like to go?
Oh, that's top tier.
I'll be here quite literally all day.
I think Lynn's saying, you guys have ruined my day.
Thank you, Steph. Appreciate it.
Got Steph on the payroll.
Bye.
Oh, God, to the gosh.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye.
Okay. Any more?
Sorry, I did not think this was going to work at all. I thought I was going to bring this to the show. Fiona and Emma go, David, this is the worst idea you've ever had in your life.
I love it. And can I just say, ChatGPT could never.
They couldn't. I tried this morning. I literally was like, I can't cope up with any. Like,
no.
I'm sick of zooming in on the maps, the random estate and Bowman.
Leave more road.
I'd like you to bring what you feel most ashamed of what you came up with.
My most ashamed of one, I would say, is most likely, what's the game on Dame Street?
No, that's good.
Or what's the sus in Harold's Crust?
Yeah.
Harold's Crust.
Basically, I had an ADHD thought the other day. My girlfriend Pippa was like, come here, what's the crack or what's the story? And I instantly just started thinking of the Ballymore kind of thing. And I was like, well, can we Dublin centrify that?
Yeah.
What's the crack in Ballybrack? Wouldn't you like to know? That kind of a vibe. And my God, some of them have been absolutely fantastic. And some of them have been god awful.
Brain rot at its finest.
Dave ruined our weekend because he was like, we'll do that one day. Cool.
Yeah, so we'll all think of some. Yeah.
And then I was starting to think over the weekend and I was like, this is hell.
Yeah,
on
I got
earth.
To the point where mine was, what's the sus in Harold's Crust? It was a bad day. But we forgot about all the Dublin numbers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dublin
you could
12.
Have been like, who's on the floor in Dublin 4? Wouldn't you like to know?
What's the goo in Dublin 2?
Yeah.
Would you like to know?
Who's having a Twix in Dublin 6?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All right, for now, I need your help with something wedding related on 0877 11 1038 this morning. Now,
how many days till your wedding?
It's in less than 2 months. So, but a lot of things are getting sorted now.
I have my dress for your wedding. Do you have your dress for your wedding?
No, but I'm going down to get measured next week.
Okay.
So it's great. Do you have your dress?
Yeah, I know what I'm wearing for your wedding.
Oh my God.
Tried it on the other day.
That's stunning. Yeah, all the bridesmaids are getting their dresses now and on. It's very exciting and it feels real. So I was talking previously on the show about my dress and I didn't know what I was doing because I was trying to buy a vintage dress online. I was having a mare, ordering all sorts, and they were terrible. And now a friend of Dwayne, my fiancé, is sorting it out. Her dad's a dressmaker and yeah, I'm going down to get measured. That's all. Well, grand. So yeah. And I feel like he said like he could do it at a good price, like still like not for free or anything, but like a decent price. So I'm happy with that. So I was like, let's think about the accessories. So I was looking online and I was like, maybe I can go a bit bougie with the shoes or something.
Treat yourself.
Yeah. And I was looking on like, there's these places like Vestiaire and stuff that are like pre-loved, like designer stuff, so you get it way cheaper. And I was like, oh my God, like I've never had a pair of designer shoes. Like it would be kind of iconic to get something like that.
Yeah.
And I saw these Chanel shoes.
Wow.
On eBay. Now,
I'm not even someone who'd care about the brands like that, but I'm like, having a pair of Chanel on your feet for your wedding day is so cool.
It's a bit glam.
And you can kind of keep them forever. You know, you wouldn't wear the dress again, probably, or whatever, but like, you can wear your Chanel shoes.
You can wear them once and sell them back again.
Yeah, well, that's probably my
plan. For us, it's like wearing a brand new pair of Air Force Ones.
Oh.
And then, like, fresh on the feet.
No, it's like them Alexander McQueens or something.
Totally. It's exactly like them. So I saw these, and they were blue as well. So they can be like my something. Blue, and I was like,
I've been like, do I have any thoughts on this whole story whatsoever? Turns out, no,
really.
You know, the way like when we tell stories or whatever, we all have little inputs. I have nothing to add here.
Oh, really?
Come on. Yeah, if you were getting married and you got
intrigued.
A good deal on a suit, you'd be like, okay, can I go big on? Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, is there anything that you're like, oh my God, it would be so cool to wear that, and it's designer?
Not really,
yeah,
no.
Fair. I never thought I'd be into this either, but I was just like, oh my God, like I'm just really excited at this concept. So they were £280 on eBay, which I think is actually like, I'm not in the business of buying designer shoes, but I think that's kind of cheap for those. And I was like, I wouldn't pay that though. And Dwayne, my fiance, is good at eBay and the online shop. It's a bit of a mystery to me, eBay. Like, I'm like, I've never really bought anything on there. Mm. I don't know. And I was like, what will we offer?
Because you haggle, don't you?
Yeah. And like, I'm famously not a good haggler.
My dad
always says, if something's €4, I'll offer six. Like, I'm really, really bad. So I was like, let's offer £200 and see. They'll probably say no, but we'll meet in the middle somewhere. And they accept the £200, which is like €230.
Okay.
So I was like, that's not a bad price at all. Yeah. And I can sell these on after. I know you were saying it'd be nice to keep, but I probably might not wear them again. And I feel like I could get a good price.
Sell them on Vinted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right, so I was absolutely delighted with this bargain. But here's where it gets complicated. Do you know when you're ordering stuff from the UK these days? Because of Brexit, it's you get import charges and all. The import charge... €123.
Oh, what?
On top of the €230, which
that makes no sense.
My boyfriend's parents live in England, okay? And his mom's Irish, and basically some family from West Cork sent her a gift.
Yeah.
It cost her more to receive the gift than the gift itself.
Can you?
So
she was
annoying.
Like, well, everyone stop sending me gifts. It's costing me a fortune to get them.
Yeah, just revolute me.
We don't really get that yet.
No.
Like, how expensive that is.
I'm absolutely raging.
Can I ask? So it's £130 on top of the £230 you've already paid.
Which is getting a bit crazy.
If you cancel the order and get this, will they send the post back? Will they send the shoes back to your man? The person who's selling them?
So.
Or to your one?
I hope so. I assume so.
Could you do that and then like...
And then get him to send it to like a
friend of yours or something.
Or send it to, what are those things
you'd
called?
Almost like fly
parcel
over
motel or
yeah,
whatever.
You'd almost fly over and pick them up and come back and have more money in your pocket,
I know,
to be honest.
So my question to you this morning on 0877111038 is, do I just cancel it? Do I just give up this dream and like cancel it and send it back and don't pay all that? Or do I just get them anyway? It's the wedding. I'm going to sell them after and hopefully I make close to that money back.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay.
They're Chanel.
Fair enough. Yeah.
They're Chanel.
Have
they're
you ever
box.
Had Chanels on your feet before?
No.
Okay, well, look, come on.
It's
all
a
right,
bit of crack.
Does she send back the shoes and cancel the whole lot or does she go ahead and take the hit and hopefully make her money back eventually?
Yeah.
087-711-103. Get your voice notes in as well. It could be the one moment you've got Chanel on your feet, girl.
I know, it's kind of fun.
It kind of kills
130
me
quid post. Are you having a laugh?
No, I know. The boom is back.
Not
the
a chance. WhatsApp will send your voice notes. Does she go ahead with the order or cancel the whole lot? Emma, Dave and Fiona. And it is nice to be nice to each other, guys, isn't it?
It's a bit much.
It is nice to be nice. And I'm asking for your support this morning, which I don't think I'm getting from you, Dave. Anyway.
Do you know what? I think I just realised that this whole thing just makes me realise how cheap I am as a person.
Yeah, fair enough.
I could be like that as well. I can be really frugal at times.
Me too.
Tell us again.
So for context, I'm asking you this morning. Basically, I was looking for wedding shoes online and it wasn't something I was planning on splurging on, but I saw these vintage Chanel heels on eBay and I got them down to £200, which is €230, which I think is a pretty good price.
Yeah.
And just to be kind of clear on it as well, Fiona can be, like, she's not taking the mix, spending thousands on a wedding dress or anything either. So this would be like
she's not even spending £1,000 on her wedding.
I think this would be...
We're getting Wow Burger.
This would be your treat. Would be
yes,
like, this
exactly.
Is the big
it
moment.
It would be the thing that I splurge on. And I was delighted with it because I felt like I was still getting a bargain on them. And they're
little
perfect.
Del boy is Fiona.
Yeah, oh, I am. Yeah, flat out. And they're perfect condition and everything. But then because they were coming from the UK, I get hit with this import charge of €123.
I just couldn't. As soon as I saw that, I'm not paying 100. You're paying 230 quid. €230 for the shoes, right? That's what you're paying. You're paying 130 quid for someone to sign a box.
I know.
For
someone to tick a box.
It's a waste
of money.
I'm raging about, but I can't blame, I have to blame the UK government for that. And I don't think they're going to really hear me because I think there's been bigger implications of Brexit than my Chanel shoes. But yeah, so that's what we're asking.
Should she go ahead or just cancel the whole lot? Carol, what do you think?
No, I think you should get them, it's your wedding. Like, special.
But it's like 130 quid on top of the 230 you paid already, Carol. Do you not think that's mad money?
It is, but it's like it's your wedding, like, you know, you might
you're
not get
married.
You're
saying treat myself. I might not get married again. Well, like, this is just my first husband. Did you get married recently? Did you treat yourself to anything bougie?
No, well, I'm married 2 years now, but we got married during COVID.
Oh, right, my God, handy. So there was like three people there.
Yeah.
Oh, happy days.
Okay, all right. Well, I feel better about this now. I think this is the only push I need.
I think that's absolutely mental money to me. On postage.
Yeah.
Guys, I know.
Carol, thanks a mil.
Thanks,
Carol.
Thank you, Carl.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.
See you later. This in from Eckhart.
Come on now, Fiona. Money is meant to be spent, you know? If you're not going to spend it on that, you're going to spend it on something else.
True,
anyways,
true.
That you will forget about, and in a year you won't even think about that money you spent. So go ahead and have some nice, beautiful shoes for your... For your wedding.
Yay.
You only live once and you can't take the money with you.
True, man.
You live once, it's tattooed on my finger, unfortunately.
To me, though, you're not spending the money on the shoes. You're spending the money on basically the box the shoes comes in. Do you know what I mean?
That's a sickener.
But like, I'm just like that, though. When I buy shoes or when I buy clothes online, it's like 27 quid and it's like, cool, that'll be €2 delivered. I'm like, hell no.
Absolutely.
Are you having a laugh?
I'll
collect it myself.
Kelly's standing by there as well. What do you think Fiona should do here?
Send them back or just keep them and sell
definitely
them on after.
No, I'd keep them 100%.
Oh,
when
really?
Are you ever going to say again that you had Chanel on your feet?
And do you think that's an all right price for them? Like, really, considering what
I think that's great. Like, I've seen pairs of, like, heels of Chanel, like, €1,000 you're looking at a pair of shoe.
Mm. Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it when I saw that price.
I'd rather pay €1,000 in a charity shop for a pair of Chanel shoes than pay €1,000 for something online.
Yeah, I know, because you feel like you just feel like you got a bargain, yeah, and it makes you feel special.
You're very much just backing her on this one experience, this fancy
definitely
experience.
Definitely, they would, like 100%. I wouldn't even be worried about customs or anything right now. Worry about that after. You only get married once.
Yes. Okay, Kelly. All right, I'm actually really loving the support this morning. Thank you, girl.
Thanks, Kelly.
No problem.
Bye, Kelly.
By the way, as someone who is not at all influenced by designer in any way, like, you know, I've always say, like, I have my fake Prada sunglasses from the beach and all that, like, I would never spend. I'm turning into Carrie Bradshaw. I'm like, get the Chanel on your feet for your wedding day,
you
darling.
Just, you get caught up with it, kind of.
It's exciting.
I can't wait to be the wedding if you do actually get these, because I'll just be like, there's the Chanel shoes.
There's the Chanel.
So there's the story behind these shoes then.
Dave will be stamping on them.
The lads are on your side here as well, Fiona. They're trying to help you out. There's Kieran, Ryan, Carl, Lee, have all said use a Dress Pal, which is an Unpus service where you can get stuff delivered by putting in a UK address, and it kind of avoids that.
Oh, very good.
But I've got one way that will guarantee. Now, it does mean you have to return them and rebuy them, which may be a little bit different. But get them sent to my mum's.
Yes.
And then I'm going back to the UK in October, so I can pick them up for you.
I'm going to Jack's. I'm going to Yorkshire in October to send them to Jack's, a home address.
That is so smart.
I don't like the UK, so I won't be going there.
I feel so supported by our community.
But it does mean that you have to send the shoes back, and then you're not guaranteed to get them.
Also, you send them to back to Callum's house. I don't know. Callum will sell them.
Yeah,
before
I
the wedding.
See that for you now. Callum, sell
so what are you
going to
do?
I'm going to get the shoes.
Oh, yes! Very good.
Thanks to everyone for their support.
Do you have a photographer for the wedding yet?
Yeah, no, I have that. Yeah.
Make sure to tell the photographer the shoes.
The shoes.
It's stuck in on post. The photographer is stuck in on post as well.
Dublin Travel
with Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
Make sure to tell the photographer, can you pick up my shoes? Because they're off the GPO.
The customs on the photographer.
3:08.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. Hello.
Hey. Hiya. Good morning.
Don't you love when you know, like, the certain person in your life that you'll complain to, and they'll totally get you?
Oh my god!
You know the way sometimes if you're telling your mom, like, oh, I just have to do this, and she'll be like, I have to.
Nothing worse. Do you know what I have to do?
Yeah.
I don't care.
To play devil's advocate now. Yeah. And it's like, do not advocate for the devil.
I met my friend Emer last night, who I lived with, and we are like the same person when it comes to certain things. I was like, Emer, you won't believe what I have against me this week. She said, oh, what? I said, I have the dentist, and I have a doctor's appointment, and I have a physio appointment. And she went, oh my God, I'd need the month.
You would though.
I'd need the month.
But like, as soon as, like, I have the gym after work, and then I'm instantly already like, oh God, I have so much on today.
Yeah, no, same. Literally.
That's it. Like, that's all I have to do.
And I was like, and I have boxing at 8:15. She was like, no, Emma, sorry, that's actually disgusting.
No, that's for the day.
Disgusting. I'd honestly need between now and Christmas to get those three things done. And I was like, I love you so much. I miss you so much.
Yeah.
Like, I miss living with you so much.
That is so good.
She just gets it. And she genuinely, like, even unprompted, about half an hour later, was like, I actually can't believe you have the dentist and the doctor in the same week. That is sick.
Oh my God.
I just love
people. She is a real friend.
I love when people are that dramatic, and they match my drama.
I love it so much.
It's fantastic. But you know when you're like having a bitch about someone? And the other person's like, well, they might have a lot on.
You don't know what's going on behind
You don't know what's
doors.
Going on behind closed doors. You don't know what's going on, the problems they have in their life.
Just
I
let
don't
me
care.
Help.
Or they go, I've never felt that about them.
Yeah.
You're like, shut up.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
10 o'clock this morning, the Naughty Threesome with Michaela. And later on from 3 o'clock with Steve K as well. Get your naughties fix across your workday here at Spin.
Right, good morning. I feel like I turned 74 over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Reason being, like, I went out Saturday night and that was grand. But I woke up Sunday and we had this day. Me and my housemates had planned this kind of day of Sunday, what we were going to do. And we were all mainly living for Sunday. We were going out on the Friday and the Saturday, whatever. Yeah. But we were like only living for the Sunday, because the Sunday we were going into town for a roast dinner.
Oh,
beautiful.
Stunning.
Now, the thought instantly that we were all looking forward to Sunday because we were going into town was
going
just
into the city centre.
Just made me feel like such a granddad. Mm. It was unbelievable, because I was like, oh no, we're going to town now on Sunday and we're going to have a dinner.
Can I ask where you went for the roast?
We went to FX Buckley.
Was it nice?
It was savage.
Oh my God, they're going to give you some good
stuff
there.
We had to book in like weeks in advance.
Yeah, their roast is a big deal.
Yeah, it's huge. But it was so good. Mm. Really, really good.
What'd you get?
We walked in. And this was the kind of thing that made me feel quite old, is because I have a little bit of confidence now with waiters, right? Do you know, as a teenager, you'll do whatever you're supposed to do. Whereas when you're a little bit older, you're like, do you know what? I'm just going to stop you right there. He came over with three menus. I said, listen, we don't need the menus. We'll have three roast dinners and we'll just have tap water. Thanks so much. Oh. And he was like, perfect. All I need to know. Now, I was a little feeling bad because I was like, you're getting no money because like we're not paying for drinks and we're not getting anything else. No sides, right? And I was like, listen, we'll have three roast dinners. We don't need the menus. Tap water would be great. Thanks so much.
Grand.
He's like, perfect, that's great. Off he went, brings the roast dinner. We have a fantastic time. We drink with our cold, our tap water, and we were all having.
Miss my waddy in there, no.
That's what I'd be having with like my roast. Yeah. Pint to my waddy.
I did at one point cutting a bit of meat, flick a bit of gravy, and we were sitting by the window. So it was a bit of gravy at the window.
That's stunning.
On the window. So what I did was, in the real, what my granddad used to do, I licked the napkin and I wiped the window.
No.
It's like, oh my God, I'm having such an old day. And then we were like, will we get dessert? We're not like sickly full. It was a perfect amount of food, but we're not sickly full. We want to be sickly full. Let's get dessert.
Yeah.
So we went and got dessert, but we got the menu. We didn't really want anything because I wanted a brownie.
I was about to say, okay, if you really wanted to live your best 74-year-old life, you should have got like a flan.
But this is the thing. I feel like as a 74-year-old, you'd probably be like, no, I know what I want. It's not there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Usually, as a younger age, what I should be doing is settling.
We'll go back home and we'll have a cup of tea and we'll have just a slice of the biscuit cake.
I can beat it. I can beat it.
Right.
So we say, why don't we go somewhere else for a bit of dessert? Do you know where to do a nice brownie? Bewley's. When's the last time you've been in Bewley's not with your granny? Do you know what I mean? So we arrived
at
Bewley's.
Did they fire on?
We queued up. No, it didn't have any fire, but we queued up. We sat there. We got a cup of coffee. We got our brownie and we talked about it the entire day. It was absolutely fantastic.
That is such a far walk.
I didn't want to have it too mad of a day, so I got decaf. You know, very nice.
Listen.
Had a nice little walk around. Had a movie, watched The Traitors, in bed by 10:30.
Now, isn't that just absolutely
idyllic?
Can I ask?
But I'm like, I work in Spain, I need to be a bit cooler.
When you went for your roast and your day out to town on the Sunday, did you wear a collared shirt under a jumper with chinos? Because otherwise, you're not 74, you could be in your 50s.
I was wearing the hoodie. I was basically wearing what I wore today.
That takes it down.
I know it does, But listen, that was my old person Sunday and I thrived.
And it was the best day of your three-day weekend.
It was the best day of my life. It was what we were living for, man.
Honestly. It's the simple things in this life
that are mystical and magical.
Yes.
Here's Benson Boone. You're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. You are listening to Spin. And I'm very excited for the first time in ages about a movie that won't be long coming around. It's the story of Wuthering Heights coming back to the big screen.
Seriously, they're really kind of doing that recently. What's your one with Anne Hathaway in?
Where's Prada 2?
Yeah, I feel like to me that's the same vibe.
No.
Definitely not.
This is like a period piece, like from the 1700s. It's Bronte novel. It's not Devil.
This is the most sexist thing I'll ever say on the show, okay? I promise you.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I'm just going to apologise for it.
Just lay it out.
Wuthering Heights and the other one, Devil Wears Prada.
They are, could not be more different.
They're chick flicks.
That's
not an insult to me.
No, yes. But that's what I mean. So like that's why to me they're kind of the same.
Okay, similar audience.
Like my granny loves both of them.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Fair enough.
Yeah.
I studied like English lit in college, so like Emily Bronte would have been a big thing. Like it's very flowery language. It's back in the day. It's 1847, and it's kind of this very intense, dark, gothic romance. It's going to be sexy as hell, guys. Okay? It's about love, obsession, revenge, the destructive power of passion. But the two lovers in it are pretty doomed, I think, from the get-go. They're Heathcliff and Catherine, and Margot is going to play Catherine in this time around, right?
Margot Robbie.
What did I say?
Margot.
You're on first name terms with your obviously.
You know Margot.
Margo.
It's like Bono.
Just so casual with Margot Robbie, my bad. Yeah, she's going to star as Catherine Earnshaw. And this will be, they're saying, like her most passionate and tragic role yet.
Yeah.
And then playing Heathcliff is Jacob Elordi.
Oh, very good.
Elordi.
Jacob Elordi. You did it again. Margot and Jacob Elordi. Who, Emma?
You know Margot and Jacob El Tori. I love them now.
I think I do have a form of dyslexia undiagnosed because every time I see his name written down, I say
it's a
El
tricky
Dory.
One. Yeah. It's a tricky
well done on picking up on it because I didn't pick up on it.
El Tori.
It's going to be really romantic, I think, bitch. In cinemas because it's actually going to be released around Valentine's Day in 2026, yeah. Right?
It's the Spanish Finding Nemo. Who is this? El Dori.
But basically, I suppose why it's making so many headlines at the moment isn't just the cast and how iconic it is for so many people. Charlie XCX will be contributing original music for the whole thing. Yeah. Okay?
For Wuthering Heights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Emerald Fennell who did Saltburn, so it's very like modern. Okay. It's like sexy.
But like, I'm sorry. So is this movie going to be set back in the day?
I imagine
because
so.
Because Charlie XCX looks like she knows what an iPhone is.
Yes. Do you know,
whereas Jacob Elordi.
She's not in it, hon. She's just providing the music.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's so just
dark,
in the music.
It's kind of dark electro pop, I think, is the way she's going to go with this.
Fair. Like the way Marie Antoinette. The film like that came out in the 2000s had modern music and it was Slay, but it was very much period piece.
Even I suppose Bridgerton, could you argue that the music kind of relevant to today? But basically someone took all this information on Twitter and summarized it in the most perfect Twitter way, saying Wuthering Heights starring Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi featuring Charlie XCX on the soundtrack is kind of the Matcha Dubai Chocolate Labubu of film.
100%.
That is the most spin sentence I've ever heard.
I just thought that is so true, and I was thinking if we were to take other movies and think of a soundtrack and think of who'd cast in them and what they'd kind of be relevant to when you think of Matcha Dubai Chocolate Labubu of film.
Of course.
So if we were to do a remix of Romeo and Juliet with the likes of Timothy Chalamet and Florence Pugh, but get like the 1975 or Skepta on the soundtrack. You know, just
two very different vibes, by the way.
Kind of. Although,
who do you want to play? Oh, is it 75 or Skepta?
75 can do rave kind of well, though. I was thinking. Yeah. Anyway, I was on a bit of a journey at 6:30 this morning, but it's very much like the British Vogue and SoundCloud heartbreak rave film.
Okay,
yeah,
interesting.
I don't think I'm going to go any further. Before I go any further, I don't think I'm going to beat the Matcha Dubai Chocolate Labubu film. That's just too perfect. If they were to do another version of Hamlet with the likes of Jaden Smith or Saoirse Ronan and Emma Mackey.
Sorry, Jaden Smith and Saoirse Ronan need to do a movie together.
I think
instantly.
They do too.
What part of your brain put them two together?
That's incredible.
I just thought of the few actresses I know and then thought they could work in Hamlet
with Jason
totally.
Smith.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish, I think, on the soundtrack to that could make it pretty trippy and scary, especially at the point of the Pound of Flesh or whatever.
Is that not Merchant of Venice? I've never seen Hamlet.
Hamlet is like with the skull and his dad, and it's like who killed the dad. My mom is marrying her brother-in-law. It's in Denmark.
I was saying the comparison there would be like it's the you text your therapist at 2 a.m. type of film.
Yeah, my god, very much so.
And finally, a lot of talk about Twilight at the moment. If it does actually reboot, Austin Butler, Lily Rose Depp, I'd like to see as the Edwards and the Bellas. And
would be fantastic. They already look like vampires.
Yeah,
I think The Weeknd will do a good soundtrack.
And
you could call
also
it,
looks like a vampire.
Does
you could call it the Ice Latte Aura Reading Vampire Soft Boy of film?
Why not?
Because honestly, why not?
Who's a softer boy, Austin or The Weeknd?
The Weeknd.
I'm saying The Weeknd. Softest of lads.
Yeah, it's so nice.
But if you want tickets, we have them for free to give away on our Instagram. It's official. It's been 103.
That's to get yourself to The Weeknd at Croke Park next year.
I would rather see Austin Butler at Croke Park.
I just want to see Wuthering Heights in cinema. I can't wait.
That'll be good.
Very it's going to be class.
Perfect for Valentine's Day.
Oh my god,
it's going to be sexy.
Recharged.
Ed Sheeran and Sapphire here on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. 20 minutes to go until the Naughty Threesome kicks off with Michaela Hayes.
Get ready. Spin 103. Golden
Tickets. Hey, weird one.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
He's on the Two Johnnies this week.
No way.
Isn't that mad?
That to me actually makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Oh, he's going to be Irishing it up.
They're literally.
Irish, Fiona.
No, I know, and he identifies as Irish, and it's Irish on his passport and in his heart.
I wonder, will he go see them in TIP or will it be an online situation?
No, I don't know.
It's never the same magic when it's online, I feel.
I think it was recorded probably during the flat.
Fair enough.
Of course.
For now, though, welcome on in. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. We would like to send Paddy on holidays. All with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Are you good to play the Golden Ticket?
I am indeed.
Brilliant. What are you up to this morning? You sound like you're in a workplace.
Yeah, just in the office area.
Isn't it funny how we can always tell environments?
Mm.
I just always like that. He could be in the kitchen, but no, we knew he was in the workplace.
You can tell from that echo that it's a big room he's in.
But I like the way you're not like necessarily using an office voice.
No.
Yeah. You're like not like, hello, how are you? So that tells me you're the owner of the business.
I wouldn't go that far now.
What do you do, Paddy?
I'm a document reviewer.
Document reviewer. Ooh. Be more vague. When's the last time you were away on holidays?
Well, I'm only back in, I was away in Canada for 2 years. I'm only back in Ireland now.
That wasn't a holiday.
That was a working holiday.
That was your life.
Also, welcome home.
If you need a visa, it's not a holiday. Listen, alright, so let's see if we can get you on holiday. A nice sun break awaits you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Paddy?
I have, yeah.
You have?
Do you know all the crack about it, yeah?
Yeah.
You know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs are going to play?
Five.
That's it, Paddy. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. But if you want to swap the song, just remember, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Paddy?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Swords.
Paddy and Swords, the best
good luck. Paddy.
25
good luck,
seconds
Paddy.
On the clock. And song one, playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Stop the clock immediately.
Perfect, you know the crack, you know that was locked in. You could have even been quicker, you're a very chilled man, it sounds like. Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso is locked in though.
Well done, Paddy. You've got 22.3 seconds left for four songs.
Very, very good, and you still have that swap remaining. Let's go for song two, Paddy, playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. I'm at a party, I don't want to be at. And I
don't ever wear a suit and tie. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Any ideas, Paddy? Nobody's
even looking at me. Karen.
Yeah. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah.
You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Swap. Don't say swap. Say swap, Paddy.
Swap, yeah, let's swap. My gosh.
Swap, Paddy. My granny, my late granddad, she was in Northern Ireland, and my granddad is, anyway, his name was Paddy, and she'd always go, ah, poor Paddy, and that's what I was thinking there. I was like, poor Paddy, come on.
All right,
listen, that was Ed Sheeran, and I don't care. Let's swap it out and get all your time back on the clock.
All right, here we go, Paddy. A brand new song to playing for you in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Just said it.
Stop the clock.
Ed Sheeran
and Azizam, you got it locked in.
All right, let's go for song three, and we'll be halfway there. Playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Justin Bieber, Daisy.
Yes, well done. That's clock. Perfect. Justin Bieber and Daisies, you did it.
And this is pretty cool going. You've got 10 seconds left for two songs, 5 seconds per song. So it's
very good.
Speed it up, Paddy. Come on, you got this.
We like it, Paddy. 5 seconds per song is a fantastic, doable time. Let's go for song four. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. You had a dream.
You wanted better. They're everywhere at the moment. You were sick of all
the holes in your sweater. Three, two, one.
There is your time.
Any idea, Paddy?
No, I couldn't think of it.
That was Somber. The song is called Undress.
Yeah, good tune. It's everywhere at the moment, in fairness, Paddy. Paddy, it wasn't to be, but did you have fun?
I didn't do it.
That's all that matters to us. Paddy, have a fantastic day having a look at them documents.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Paddy.
Thank you.
Bye. If you want to take it on tomorrow, all you have to do is message the word golden 087-711-103. That is our number.
You can do it. We believe in you.
You sure
rooting for you.
Honestly, we really are. Teddy swims now. This is Bad Dreams on Spin. Check
this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, welcome in as I speak about whatever I want for 2 minutes or until Emma plays a song over me, both of which are good ends.
Like when the Oscars play the music, play them off
no,
the stage.
No, don't play the music. I've got something really important to say. Today, is there anything more depressing than like the 9:45 p.m. flight on a Sunday if you've got work in the morning? So Dwayne, my fiancé, was on his stag over the weekend in Liverpool.
It was his stag?
Yeah.
That's why he was wearing the costume.
I didn't even see this.
He was wearing the cozzy.
You just told me he was gone to a stag.
Did I not? I'm sure his stag.
Brilliant. It was his own stag.
Yeah. So having a ball. So he got there on Thursday and some of his friends from Cork were only arriving, I think, on the Friday. So he was like, well, I better do 2 days with them. So he ended up doing 3 days, which I think is a very long time for a stag. And then he has this hellish flight booked and like he's up, whatever. Like they're all up by like 10 in the morning. And he was like, we're talking about like mini golf, cinema, anything we can do to pass this day. Because like it had been, you know, a heavy weekend.
Yeah.
He didn't want any more of that. And they've just got hours to roam around the Liverpool worst. On
oh,
a Sunday.
No. Honestly, I think at the last day of any holiday, just get up and out.
Yeah.
Just want to go home.
A midday flight. Like, what are you waiting for? What are you prolonging? There's nothing more depressing
than, like, even when you're on a chill holiday. And you just look to your left and you're chilling by the pool and there's your suitcase. You're like, no, just get me home.
I hate that.
Get me home.
You're trying to like wash off your feet at the beach and like get into your runners. And he was at the airport at like 9:30 and he was like, oh, I just see everyone getting ready for a flight. And he's like, it's the 7:30 flight to Dublin. Everything was delayed. His flight was delayed like an hour. I was like, I'm obviously not collecting you. No offence. Love you.
Yeah, but no, in fairness now, like fair play to him. He saved €20 a couple of months ago.
Oh, he did. And
that.
You can't put a price on that.
You know what, isn't it so funny when you do that? You're like, you don't do, when we were like 17 or 18 and we went off on our first like gang holiday, it was like, do you want to do the stay over more or less in Liverpool airport before you go down to wherever we're going in Greece? And you're like, yeah, that saved €35.
Yeah, perfect. Let's do that.
Let's do that. We were all like sitting on wheelchairs trying to get some sleep in the airport being like, what if we
just don't do it. Oh, don't.
No. Yeah, no.
It's not worth it.
And prayers with anyone.
Welcome home, Dwayne.
Yes, welcome home.